If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. There are reports of a terror attack in Vienna that has killed at least two people. The attack took place on the street where Vienna's main synagogue stands. BBC correspondent Bethany Bell has more.
The head of the Jewish community, Oscar Deutsch, said on Twitter that it wasn't clear whether the synagogue had been the target, adding that it had been closed at the time. The police are warning people to stay indoors and keep away from all public places. Public transport is no longer stopping in the center of the city.
Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister told the Associated Press that he saw at least one person fire shots at people sitting outside bars in the street below his window. He said they were shooting over 100 rounds that he heard. It's the final night that restaurants were open before Austria was going into lockdown because of the coronavirus. President Trump rallied thousands of supporters in Michigan as he barreled down the home stretch of his reelection campaign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is traveling with the president.
The president came here to Traverse City for the first of two Michigan stops on election eve. As he visits battleground states, he continues to warn that a Biden presidency would lead to economic ruin, and he questions the fitness of his Democratic challenger. This is the president's second visit to Michigan in 2 days as he tries to recapture the 2016 surprise win here, which helped him break through the Democrats' blue wall of states in the Midwest. Greg Clugston with the president in Traverse City, Michigan.
A federal judge has rejected a last-ditch Republican effort to invalidate nearly 127,000 votes in Houston. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen's ruling Monday concerned ballots cast at drive-through polling centers that were established during the pandemic. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow rose 423 points, the NASDAQ up 46, the S&P advanced 40. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
A burning issue worthy of public discussion across America is expanding the Supreme Court. Our government was designed to have three independent branches for an effective system of checks and balances. Court expansion would undermine the independence of the judiciary branch and make it a political arm of the legislative branch with partisan results. Watch a new video on the critical importance of the Supreme Court in ending abortion. Visit lifeissues.org and click on the top banner.
Don't start your heating system this winter without a safety and efficiency check by Home Air Conditioning. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com.
Home Air Conditioning. Get a 21-point inspection for just $59.
When it comes to air conditioning, don't let the sharks take advantage of you. Before you call those national chains or commit to an overpriced air conditioner, save money. Call Home Air Conditioning. Get a technician, not a salesman. License number 51994. Call Danny for a price on a new air conditioner at 878-8367. Home Air Conditioning.
Now get a safety check and heating tune-up for just $59.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal entry, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, for the first time since the COVID-19 outbreak brought traffic to practically a trickle in and out of Las Vegas on Interstate 15. Traffic was finally up again. RTC officials say traffic volume on the 15 at the California-Nevada border is up 8% through the third week of October, making it the first monthly increase compared to the same time last year since the coronavirus pandemic began and shut down California and the Silver State. Well, finally, the next round of the federal $300 a week benefits for unemployed Nevadans should be going into bank accounts this week. State officials say it just finished paying out the first round of the Lost Wages Assistance Program on Thursday. President Trump created the program back in August with $44 billion in diverted disaster and relief funds from FEMA. Week 8 of the NFL season saw the Las Vegas sportsbooks have their best day so far. The rebound comes after last week when the sportsbooks had their worst week. The biggest losers for the bettors were the Green Bay Packers and the Tennessee Titans.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Yeah, you're bumper to bumper right now. Southbound Paradise and Russell as you try to work your way through the airport there. That's been that way for some time. Also, some congestion on the Beltway 215 East at St. Rose. And do look for some slow flows on the 15 north at Tropicana and south at Russell.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on the day before Election Day. There is an excitement in the air. I think everybody feels it, not just people that follow this thing every day, 365 a year, but even my friends and family and different people that are very apolitical. Are very excited. Joining us now, a guy that I'll bet you is really excited, from Nevada District 18, Scott Hammond, state senator. He joins us every week, and he joins us now. Scott, how are you doing? How are you holding up?
Kevin, it's good to hear your voice again. Happy Monday to you. And well, we're holding up. We're on the eve of Election Day, and we're out. Matter of fact, my kids are still out there going door to door and knocking. Necessarily knocking on doors, but dropping some literature and talk to folks in the streets. We had a good time, and then I came back in to do this interview with you. But you know what? It's eerily calm out there. You know, I don't know if it's calm before the storm, but we're hoping for a big day for Republicans tomorrow. We got to get them out to vote. We still have a lot of voters in my district, as well as many others that need to go to the ballot.
You know what's weird is that 58% of Nevada registered voters cast their ballots early voting this year, but that also means that 42%, or roughly 420,000 statewide registered voters, still have not cast their ballot. And am I right on this? Am I making a bad assumption? Not all of those 420,000 registered voters will cast a vote.
No, you're absolutely right. Not all of them will. I mean, you got to get them to the polls. Even if there's a super amount of excitement for even Donald Trump or even Biden, you still got to get those excited voters to the polls, or that doesn't do any good. And so that's where we're at. Everybody shifted gears, and it's all GOTV, get out to vote at this point. You know, making phone calls, finding out who hasn't voted yet, and trying to find out how to get them there. So that is the biggest part of the game right now. Now, I think Washoe, they've had a pretty huge turnout already, mail-in ballots and early voting. They've had a large number of the electorate, but down here in Clark County, we do have a lot of work still and a lot of potential.
Let me ask you, how much do we know about these people that have voted versus the people that haven't voted?
Well, we know that there's enthusiasm, so that's why they go out early. But if you're asking me, you know, do we know much about who they voted for? I mean, a lot of times right now, the pundits are basically looking at raw, straight-up numbers, number of Republicans who've cast the ballot, the number of Democrats who've cast the ballot, and then the independents. You know, and they've tried and tried repeatedly to try and figure out where those independents are, where they're lining up, you know, because we have to try and figure out what percentage of those independents do we need in order to win if you just count up straight-up ballots. But I'll be honest with you. I don't think that you can just say, hey, a Republican voter is going to vote Republican, or a Democrat Democrat voter is going to vote Democrat. I don't think that that is necessarily always true. I think there's a lot of crossover. In my district, I've had a lot of Democrats who have crossed over and voted for me. I know that a lot of them are, you know, just they're not hard Democrats, they're soft Democrats. One after another, I've knocked on their door, and they're voting straight Republican. So I don't know if we can rely on the numbers or the polling that everybody keeps talking about. I think there's a lot of people out there who they're going to hold their vote close to their vest, not telling anybody. And if they're pressed, if somebody's begging them to tell, you know, tell me who you voted for, or come on, tell me what your thoughts are. A lot of them aren't going to tell them they're voting for Trump, and then they go in there and they vote for Trump. So that's why I'm just not sure what we can tell right now at this point.
One of the great focus groups in our state, in your district, are the people you talk to when you go and you knock on doors, or you're at the, I know we don't have town halls much anymore, but when you actually get to interface with voters. I'm curious what voters are telling you. Are they willing to tell you that they're Trump fans or they're Biden fans?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, like my son and I were out one night, and we hit probably 9 doors in a row. And they're independents or soft Democrats, you know, just some folks who go based on the candidate. And my son was telling me he was at the door by himself with another person. So there's 2 of them there, and they started talking to the voter. And my son said, one after 9 houses in a row. Well, first of all, it's rare to get people in a home 9 doors in a row with an answer to the door, because not everybody's home. It's Vegas, after all, and some of them are working still. And so he hit 9 in a row, and he told me that one after another, they were telling him they're voting for Trump. And I said, well, is that just because they're trying to get you off the front porch, you know? Because there's a little bit of cynic in me, and I'm like, are you sure they weren't just trying to get rid of you? And he's like, no, you know, because they'd say, yeah, your dad, Scott Hammond, he's a Republican, right? Yeah, that's my dad. Well, yeah, we're voting all Republican. And then we had a conversation after that. So it wasn't like they're trying to get me off the door. That, I mean, again, this is all anecdotal, and you really can't take that to the bank. But, you know, when you see this time and time again where somebody is telling you they're voting all Republican at the door, and, you know, they're soft, you know, they're independent, they're nonpartisan, and they're telling you this, then I think there's something to be said. And, again, if they were trying to make up excuses to get somebody off the front porch, usually the person is going to tell me, oh, okay, I'll look into you, and I'll do some research, and we'll get back to you later. I mean, that's usually the story that I get, where they're either, one, not sure, or two, they're not really going to vote for you. They just don't want to talk to you about it. But for him, it was a different story.
Again, joining us, State Senator Scott Hammond from Nevada District 18, running for re-election tomorrow. He has been walking neighborhoods, knocking on doors, dropping off literature, answering phone calls. How do you communicate best in these final days? I mean, what's been the best way to actually get to voters, real live voters?
The same tried and true method is still as good today as it is as it was last cycle, and the cycle before that, and 10 cycles before that. Walking, knocking on doors, and talking to people at the door. And you know who just figured that out? The Democrats in Florida. They just finally figured out that hey, we probably need to canvass, and I think it might be too late for those Democrats who are thinking about doing it here. But they just figured that out. That's the best way to actually contact somebody and have a conversation, so that they can ask you a question. And that's what it's all about. In Nevada, people still love the fact that a politician, a candidate, will knock on their door and tell them I'd like your vote and then say, what questions can I answer for you? And then be able to answer it for them right there, have a conversation, find out what your interests are, you know, just build that relationship with that particular voter. And they expect it almost. A lot of people who have been here for many years expect that. They expect somebody to show up. And so that's the best way to do it, still is. Democrats are finding that out in Florida. I think that they finally said, hey, we need to go out there and canvass, because they didn't do it here. They weren't doing it there. In many other states, I think Democrats are just too afraid to knock on a door, step back 6, 7, 8 feet and talk to somebody.
Wow. Scott Hammond joining us. I want to ask you, because I know you are laser focused on the reelection in District 18, but there are races across the state that you've been following, that you've been helping during this election cycle, that a lot of folks view as vitally important to taking back our state in Carson City. Can you talk a little bit about some of these races and folks that may be listening even as we speak? They don't live in your district, but their district is up for grabs.
I'm glad you asked that, Kevin, because, you know, a lot of times when I talk about what's going on in our state or what happens in Carson City or what just happened during a session, whether it be a special or a regular session, I know a lot of people look at me and say, well, that's just inside baseball. Nobody really knows that happened. Nobody knows, you know, the ins and outs, what exactly occurred at 2 o'clock in the morning when they passed a certain bill. And I wish people could. I wish we allowed more people to have access to that. Because if they did, they would understand why it's vitally important that we have a backstop, that we have to have enough numbers up there as Republicans to be able to push back on the agenda that the governor Sisolak is putting out there and those who are in charge of the Democrats in both the Assembly and the Senate. And to that point, there are definitely five races that we are paying attention to for the state Senate, my race being one. Up in the north, Heidi Gansert in what we call Senate District 15, which has been a battle up there. There's just been a lot of negative ads put out there against Heidi Gansert. Senator Gansert has been a very important piece to the Senate puzzle as far as our leadership is concerned. She's just a great legislator, and just day after day attacking her. Down here, and for those folks out there in the Henderson area, Senate District 5, Carrie Buck, is the candidate we're trying to get across the finish line. And I hope everybody goes out there tomorrow. We need her in there. That she is a very important race for Republicans. If we can get at least 10 Senate Republicans there, or even 11, get that 11th one in there and be the majority, then we actually have a lot of bargaining power. We can start talking about what's best for Nevada and get rid of the special interests that really seem to dominate the Democrat Party. And then, of course, we're really focused in on Senate District 6. All you folks out there in Summerlin, it is a battle. It is April Becker versus the Majority Leader. And I know the Majority Leader is nervous because April Becker has been working her behind off. That she has found so many creative ways to get out there and contact voters. She found, you know, she's the one who's out there in the ice cream truck, you know, engaging with voters and making sure that she has a chance to talk to them. I hope she does well with independents. I know that the police officers, their association has been big supporters, big backers of April Becker to try and get her to unseat the Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro. So that's another seat that we are really hoping that we can turn out voters tomorrow. And I really hope, Kevin, that we get a huge turnout tomorrow. I know a lot of Republicans have been telling me for weeks that they're going to wait until Election Day. They're purists. They're traditionalists. They like to vote on Election Day. If we can get the kind of turnout that we need to turn. I think right now her district is upside down with the number of Democrats who have mailed in their ballots. We need to make up that ground and then, you know, really pour it on to make sure she wins that seat. And so if there's a Republican or independent out there who's going to lean towards April Becker, please make sure you get to the polls and bring other people with you.
And by the way, am I right? Cannizzaro is one of those endangered species members of the legislature that also are employed by public entities in violation of the state constitution. Am I right on that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She is employed by Clark County. But also, I think the thing that a lot of people were taking umbrage with is the fact that during the legislative session, there were time after time where she should have disclosed the fact that she was voting on a bill that that they could have, you know, caused her to be in jeopardy. Her husband is a lobbyist, and she should have disclosed that on several votes. And that's where, you know, that's where some of these groups have been taking exception with her. So she's crossed the line several times, and I think that's why people would like to see April Becker get in. They'd like to see a fresh start in that area.
And I'm assuming no teletown hall this week?
None this week. We're going to try and organize something for next week. Matter of fact, I had a great conversation at the door. I'll tell you, I knocked on my – it was Thursday night. We're trying to get a lot of people to come out on the last day of early voting on Friday, and I was knocking until – well, it was dark. And the last door I knocked on, the lady came to the door, opened it up. I could see her husband in there. They were eating and dinner at the counter, watching a little TV, and she said, yes, well, what can I help you with? And I told her my name is Scott Hammond. I was running for the state senate. And she said, Scott Hammond, I love getting your phone calls. I love getting that. I would get the phone calls to say your teletown hall is going to be tonight, because I listen to those teletown halls from the beginning until the end. And I tell you what, I don't always know how many people are out there. I mean, the numbers, yes, but I don't know who's listening. And it's always refreshing to find out there are people who are listening and they're getting information and they love it. They're informed and they feel great about it. And it just kind of tells you that, you know, that my constituents, they love to be able to, you know, have an opportunity to talk to you and ask questions. It's not rocket science. They like to ask questions.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? If folks still have questions for you, I know Election Day is tomorrow, but there's still time. If they want to reach out to you directly, how do they do it? How do they go about it?
I always tell people two different ways. You know, you can text me or call me at 702-523-9055.
One more time. One more time.
And I'll do it. Slow it up. It's 702-523-9055. And then they can always reach me on Twitter at Hammond, the number 4, Nevada. And then I do have my email. They can reach me there as well. It's Hammond, H-A-M-M-O-N-D, F-O-R, Nevada, NEVADA.com.
Very good. Scott, I'll keep my fingers crossed tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be talking again next Monday with the re-elected Scott Hammond.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that we have all the results in by that time when we talk on Monday.
I hope so. Scott, thanks so much. Keep my fingers crossed, my friend.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Thank you very much for having me tonight, and we'll see you next week.
Very good. Scott Hammond joining us. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. They suffered a setback today in court. We'll talk about what that was all about, and is there a next step for the state party and the Trump campaign? Are they going to go to court? Are they going to go to the state Supreme Court or higher? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom, but that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pho 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pho 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pho87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, everybody's wondering about the polling. And we're going to give you the very latest on polling in just a second. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Robert Cahaly is the chief pollster for Trafalgar Group. They have emerged as one of the bright lights of national polling. He is the chief pollster at Trafalgar Group. And Robert Cahaly was on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures. Talked about polling in the final days. I want to bring you some of this where he actually goes through the polling in the final days of this campaign. It is cut number four. Robert Cahaly yesterday on Fox News Channel.
Now, Robert, you break out the local races within your polls. Tell me how you're polling differently than others.
Well, one of the things we do is we try to give people a more comfortable environment to participate anonymously. We think the more anonymous someone participates, the more honest they are. I think it's one of the problems with most of the polls out there is that there's this thing called the social desirability bias, where people don't give their true opinion because they don't want to be judged or thought harshly of. And so we try to minimize that. We also do a very short surveys so that we get average people to participate. This model of calling people with 20, 30, 40 questions, people just don't have time and they don't participate. So average people often get undercounted.
Talk when we spoke on the phone yesterday about Iowa. The Iowa poll is being spoken at a lot. And I also want you to talk about Pennsylvania, because there's also worry that we're not going to know at the end of the night on Tuesday night. And there's this mail ballot hanky-panky going on in the last several weeks. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, I think the new Iowa poll kind of confirms what we've been saying all along. Iowa was not a real battleground state. Joni Ernst was not ever really in trouble. I never bought into any of that. Now, in Pennsylvania, it's rather interesting. I keep hearing that the president is down in Pennsylvania because the Democrats have voted more than Republicans. Well, look at Pennsylvania's registration.